Live from KQED News, I'm Holly J. McDeed. San Francisco police say the rollout of the first 100 new license plate readers across the city this year has been a success, leading to a number of arrests. But advocates remain concerned about the incursions on residents' privacy. KQED's Nick Altenberg explains.
The cameras sit near intersections and capture every car that passes by, checking plates against a database of cars reported stolen or linked to a suspected crime. Mayor London Breed says they're working well.
We are using 21st century technology to help us combat some of our challenges related to crime, and it's making a big difference.
Police Chief Bill Scott says the automated license plate readers are part of a broader surveillance strategy.
We will be integrating our ALPR network with our other technologies, including technologies voters approved in March under Proposition E, like drones and public safety cameras.
Syra Hussain is senior staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. She says the technology is a, quote, dragnet.
It really is about normalizing the use of mass surveillance technologies and bringing more and more of them onto the public and making it so that everybody is constantly under a cloud of suspicion.
Breed acknowledges the privacy concerns.
Sometimes there are trade-offs if we want to make sure that we are using this technology in a way that's going to help make our streets safer.
Police say they plan to install 300 more license plate readers in the coming weeks. I'm Nick Altenberg, KQED News.
And I'm Holly J. McDeed.